Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstcclinic.com.
It's hour one of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a terrific day as we are off and running. Reporter Josina Anderson was on with Sean and RJ this morning. We'll have audio a little bit later on in the show, but I did want to talk about a couple of the more interesting takeaways from that discussion. General at your service, salute to you. There's Brian Broaddus, former Cowboy Scout, Super Bowl champion. Lucius Alexander was in the Pimp Cup. Woolchuck and Chiofalo are here. And, of course, Carter Freeman is coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105thefan.com, Twitch, or YouTube. What do you think was the most interesting takeaway from that Josina Anderson conversation, Brian?
That he might not play.
Yeah. She wasn't certain. You know, yeah. She used the words like, if he plays.
If he plays.
So that one is interesting, especially if you combine that with Jerry Jones saying, we need it for this year.
Yeah.
Was that because he's aware of this idea that maybe Odell Beckham Jr. wouldn't be healthy enough, just nine months removed from ACL surgery? So to me, that was probably takeaway number one, the uncertainty that Odell Beckham Jr. would be physically capable of playing this year. That's kind of a buzzkill, isn't it? A little bit of a buzzkill?
Definitely a bit of a buzzkill. I was not expecting to get that news this morning. I was like, okay, that's a bummer. Oh, and the Chiefs and the Ravens are still kind of floating around over here. Oh, and he changed his mind the last time he made a decision that we thought it was one thing, and then in 4 hours it became a different team. Really? Where I was like at like a 90% confidence meter on Thanksgiving Day, and now not near as high.
Ravens, not worried. They're not signing a receiver, okay? You don't have to worry about that. The Niners, though, they've been a team that I've been concerned about. Now, I'm not shocked about
Chiefs.
The agent would probably, the Chiefs definitely are a concern, and they're banged up at receiver. They have been. Mecole Hardman's been hurt. Now they just got Juju back. But, you know, I've referenced the great interview, and if you've missed it, you can go back and check it out on the podcast. But CBS Sports' Joel Corey, who was on with CA and KG the other night, and it was a great interview that they had with him. But he was saying, look, if OBJ was my client, I'd be telling him why are you trying to rush coming back from injury? It's not even a year removed. Why are you trying to play this year? I would be telling him not to. You sit back, and we try and negotiate this offseason. And then you come back when you're fully healthy. There's no need to rush. So I think what Josina Anderson was trying to say is, when you go and you meet with everyone, just reading between the lines, if you don't get the deal you're looking for, you do have the leverage here to where you don't have to sign. You don't have to play. Now, if a team wants you bad enough, and Jerry kind of is insinuating if things medically clear, the Cowboys do. Mm-hmm. The Cowboys want to make that move. So the Cowboys might just say, yep, here we go. Let's make this deal happen. But if the money doesn't work out or medically doesn't work out, maybe OBJ doesn't play.
Yeah, and then there's the added wrinkle that a lot of trainers would want him to do a real workout, but typically veterans don't.
Yeah, there you go.
So would you be willing to bet a multi-year deal without getting to see him try to get off the line or do the three cone or whatever sort of indicators you're looking for him to hit?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right about that. I mean, I think that's the reason why we haven't heard anything about money, because nobody really knows which team is going to sign him without giving him a real physical. Yeah. And I mean a real physical, like, there's these trainers that I've talked to around the league. It's like, listen, I can't tell you about this guy's knee. I could see him on a table. I could pull on the knee. I could move it around a little bit. I could kind of get a little bit of an idea about that. But if you let me take him outside and run him around a little bit, I could tell you whether he could play in 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. I could tell you how fast you could probably have him available to be ready to play. And I think what's happening here is, I don't think that, you know, and in my own experience, I've seen guys that these big-time free agents, like, they're like, hey, I'm not interested in going out there and doing a full workout for you. And I if some of our guys, some of our colleagues like Sean and guys like that are listening, and maybe, you know, because we got guys on tomorrow, on Friday, I'd ask Mike McCarthy, hey, is it important to have a full workout?
Yeah.
Steven, Jerry, I'd ask all these
guys.
That's
huge.
How important is it to you guys to get a full workout? Because if they don't get a full workout, that might tell you that they might not be interested in signing him now.
Yeah, if Jerry's saying we need him for this year and the trainers are like, we can't tell you if he's going to be here all year, is that where Steven says, Dad, this is the moment where it's too risky? You know, we have enough good catchers of the ball. Japan and Spain are tied at one in the 50th minute. Japan just equalized there. The Spain keeper beat near post. He got his hands on it, but it deflected it into the near post corner. The other takeaway Chiafalo mentioned was that, you know, last year Josina Anderson was thinking it was wrapped up and he was going, I forget to which
team,
Green Bay. And then 4 hours later, she was like, oh, no way, it totally changed. She said, he's a guy that will take time to make his decision. And then when all the variables are in place, he'll take some quiet time spiritually and sit down and think about it. And when it comes to him, it'll come to him, but he's not going to rush it. Did Japan just score again? I think Japan just scored again.
Well, see the flags up across the field.
See a lot of smiles.
Yeah, they're all stopping. Yeah.
Okay. So that will remain at 1-1.
Wow.
And then, you know, I also want to say, what happened in Cleveland last year that he was a non-factor? You know, you can blame it on Baker. You can blame it on the organization, and chances are right. But, I mean, he's kind of like 50-50. You know, there were 52 other guys on that team and in that locker room that weren't having a problem, you know, living up to. So I don't know if you can just blame it on Cleveland. It's fun, but I can't be sure. I can't have certainty that that's why things didn't come together for him last year.
Well, it was also his own, I mean, injuries. Injuries kind of hurt him there in Cleveland as well. So that's going to be on him to an extent. But I guess if you look at, okay, in college, it seemed like everything was cool with the Giants. It didn't seem like he had, like, big-time issues with the quarterback, and then in Los Angeles he didn't. And I know Los Angeles was like a perfect situation. Everything was great. You're winning. You're going to the Super Bowl, so there's not much to be upset about. But I guess that's the idea is, okay, for the most part, we haven't seen this. The Browns and all the disaster that was feels a little bit like the outlier, but it is fair to be like, hey, that it couldn't have just all been on Baker, and OBJ had nothing to do with that disaster.
Right. Yeah. Okay, and he did have a good first year in Cleveland, and then he had the sports hernia.
Okay.
And that is a difficult injury to come back from.
Good
but
stuff.
I was with you after the Cleveland thing. I'm like, I want no part of Odell Beckham Jr. And then he kind of was able to fix things with the Rams, and we haven't heard anything bad about him other than that plane incident.
940 is Ed from Denton. He does not want Odell Beckham Jr. I lost that text. We're getting some.
Don't want OBJ, won't help this year. Don't want a broken 31-year-old going forward.
Okay, 469. This would be a huge mistake to sign OBJ without working him out. I think Stephen Jones will convince his dad not to sign him. I just don't think it's going to happen because of that. Zach and Carrollton. Well, hopefully they can get the workout. You know, hopefully you can get the workout and have certainty. And the trainer's like, oh yeah, this guy can get open in the NFL. Okay, between the fact that he might not play this year, which is the only year that matters, and the fact that I'm just so damn tired about hearing about it, I don't even want the Cowboys to sign Odell anymore, says the 682. Appreciate your feedback. Cowboys and Colts is the main thing, and there are, you know, a couple of red flags to me. The Colts are a bad team, but what they do well could cause the Cowboys problems. I think if the Cowboys don't play a clean game, because the Colts can stop the run and they're going to run it themselves a little bit. And Japan just scored.
They gave him the goal. Yeah.
Oh, they gave him the goal. They said not offside.
Well, no, it wasn't an offside. The ball had gone past the touchline and behind the goal, and then they were able to flick it back to the middle, and that's how they got the goal. They're going to show a replay here. The ball looked like to me, and Gavin, help me with the rules of soccer. The ball was on the line, but part of it was out of bounds.
Yeah, it can be partially out of bounds. It's not like basketball.
Okay, well, that's what they got right there. They got a great job of the ball just being right on the line, and were able to flick it back.
We've got tears. This is amazing.
That is amazing. Japan's an incredible story at the World Cup because their fans stay and clean the stadium after every game. So I think they're always like one of the teams that you're kind of like, oh, I'm happy for those fans because they're just so solid. They'll even clean the stadium from other teams' games. They'll be like, oh, yeah, we were in the area. Notice that those fans left it a bunch of litter. So
I clean their locker rooms too and stuff, which is pretty cool.
Yeah,
everything's very
that's
organized.
A special quality, man.
That isn't that
especially for it to be an entire it's from top to bottom. It's not one guy standing out. They're all jumping into. That's pretty cool.
Okay, so I don't know what my prediction is going to be tomorrow. I'm still workshopping this. Indy has had some absolute brilliant moments inside a bad season, and they're a bad team. And, you know, the Cowboys have been mostly brilliant with some occasional fiddle farting. So things would really have to align. There's no way I pick a Colts win, but I could pick a Colts close game.
Well, let's hope to hell there's no fiddle farting going on.
That would be horrible.
But this team is known to do some fiddle farting. They did it in the Thanksgiving game. And the thing that this team has shown is that they are, like, versus the Giants, they can put themselves in a, like, shoot themselves in the foot time and time again with penalties. You have some turnovers and still they're able to overcome it. And that's been pretty impressive. And we gave the numbers on Dak in these second and long, third and long, fourth and long, and he's right up there with the best of them in the sport since he's been back. So they do have a unique ability to overcome these things. So, and the Colts are a bad enough team to where you could have these moments. You could have a, here's an interception, here's a failed fourth down attempt, here's, you know, a handful of penalties, here's maybe a deficit at halftime and still feel like you can beat this team because the Colts are that bad. For them to lose, it would be a wild concoction of incompetence on the Cowboys side and probably a very fair amount of luck with the Colts because they bring a decent defense to the table. But the Cowboys right now are bringing a high-powered juggernaut offensively at you, and they're at home. It's a primetime game. It's not like a nooner where it's a crappy AFC team coming to town that you can overlook. It's like, dude, this is prime time, and I would be hard-pressed to come up with many ways that the Cowboys could lose this game. It would be all just shooting yourself in the foot in a ridiculous amount of ways.
They've done a good job of beating bad teams under Mike McCarthy. I mean, that's the one thing consistently. They did it last year, and that's why we had some question marks going into the postseason. Like, they've feasted on bad teams. They should feast on a bad Colts team tomorrow.
But the Raiders got them. The Broncos got them. Like, you show me a somewhat physical AFC team that the familiarity isn't there, I just get nervous.
Right.
You know, and maybe it's irrational. Maybe this is irrational sports fear. But I'm thinking number one overall seed, and they can't afford a slip up. You know, and the Colts can stop the run. What happens if you're under 3 yards per carry? You know, are we confident, you know, that the offense is still going to be explosive?
It's kind of fun to see that test, right?
I am confident enough that they could score what I believe to be the necessary 17 points to win.
Yeah, it's like if you score 20-plus, this Colts team hasn't proven that they can get to the 20-point mark.
You like that, Brian? You agree with that, Brian?
No, absolutely, yeah. Nice. I think this one's going to be on Dak and the offense to make this happen because I just don't see the Colts scoring a whole heck of a lot of points. I mean, they're going to try and run the football. To me, what we talked about is I'm going to take Pittman out of the game with Diggs, and I'm going to play the box, and I'm going to say, all right, if you can run it against 10 people standing there, let's go for it, you know, that kind of thing. And I'm going to make – but the Cowboys offense and getting off to a great start, you could put a lot of pressure on this Colts offense to have to score with you. If that's the case, then they'll find a way to lose this game.
All righty, G-Bag Nation. Germany leads Costa Rica 1-0 in the other game, if you were wondering. Mavs visit the Pistons tonight, 6 o'clock start, Detroit 5-18. There's that. The Mavs are playing another horrible team. I guess if they're without their best player, then we know we're doomed.
Yes, that's usually the recipe right there for that.
The ref that called Spencer Dinwiddie BAMF on the court, he got suspended one game.
Yeah,
that was not badass.
No, that was not badass. Okay. That was the other B.
Yeah.
The bad B word, I guess. Star's going to host the Anaheim Ducks.
But not literally the bad B word.
Right? Yeah, yeah. A World Cup report here. Pulisic has clarified he did not get hit in the cojones.
Yeah.
This was a legit pelvic shot. So somehow it evaded all the junk and went right to the pelvic bone, which sounds painful.
So we get our back that we volunteered, right? Didn't we? We're going to give up our...
Well, it sounds like we got to give up our pelvic bone now, Broadus, and I don't know how comfortable I am doing that for Christian Pulisic.
You know what? If it helps us win a damn game, I'm all about it.
Just a single game. You don't even need to know that you're going
to get... No, if he needs it for the next game, too, if he's just going to give it back to me for the week, and then I'll give it back to him for the game if he needs it more.
Anything for the country.
Yeah. 7-day return policy for Broadus on his pelvic bone.
I was ready to give up you know what to help him play again if I had to.
I know.
The huevos.
Yeah.
It's true.
All right, hate to admit it as well, but I'm kind of thinking that... you know, maybe he just doesn't have much going on down there. Hate to say it.
Oh, man.
How do you hit the pelvic bone without hitting the cojones? You know, I'd have been like, oh, yeah, they definitely, you
depression
know, I got,
shorts,
I got a little pelvis, but they had to come slamming through everything.
Yeah, the soccer ball's decent size. It's not like a golf ball coming at you that's like pretty pinpoint.
Oh, man.
Okay, reporters hanging around the team hotel in Qatar, though, say they have spoken with Pulisic. They've spoken with his parents, and everything has been like, yes, he will be playing. Meanwhile, maybe a chance for Jesus Ferreira coming into focus as the McKinney native has not played at all in the tournament so far. Josh Sargent day-to-day with his tweaked ankle.
That looked bad. I thought he wrecked his knee when he on that challenge. He goes flying in the air, comes down on his right foot, and it looked like just super hyperextension there. I thought that was pretty bad, but you know, these, we'll see. You know, I mean, man, he was added to the lineup, and you know, that showed out pretty well.
Yeah, he didn't play too bad.
No,
and that was an awkward, like, kind of non-contact type of injury. I guess he's lucky to just have a tweaked ankle.
Exactly.
We have some Tom Brady rumors and other sports things with Eric coming up next here at the G-Bag Nation and the Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, Nation. Germany just conceded against Costa Rica. They're tied at 1, and Japan leads Spain 2-1. If these scores hold, they're in the 68th minute, 67th minute. Japan would be through and Germany would be done, not even advancing past the group stage. So that is the latest from the World Cup. It's time now for Eric Chiafalo to give you some sports.
Oh. Yes, sir. Speaking of World Cup, you okay over there, Broadus? That sounded a little bit intimate. Was
a little sexual?
No, like, Germany, as Gavin was talking about that, I mean, Germany just fired a shot outside the 16 box and just smashed the wood.
Hey, Brian, can I get a oh, yeah?
That's a Boston thing, isn't it?
I don't know what the hell it is.
Oh, yeah, I think that's a Boston thing.
I don't know what it is, but man, that's good.
Yeah. Watch the shot, Gavin.
Well, let's see. Yeah, well, let's watch the shot. It's riveting radio.
Off the woodwork.
Very excited to party with the Tolos, by the way. Saturday, Boomer Jack, speaking of Broadus, just soaking in all the World Cup. It is going to be a USA-Netherlands post-game victory party for the fan holiday party, noon to 4, rocking and rolling. Boomer Jack's Arlington, cannot wait to party, get some live impersonations from Wolchuk. Maybe Lucius is going to sneak in an impersonation or two.
Charles Barkley one.
I know, the Barkley one's solid. So many good ones to go around. Looking forward to Saturday in a very, very big way. Now, a little bit of sports housekeeping for us. It looks like Bills placing Von Miller on the IR, and that's going to knock him out for 4 games at least, and
also knocks him out of the OBJ sweepstakes.
It OBJ is like, the only way I'm actually playing for the Bills is if Von Miller is playing for the Bills, not just on the roster technically. But that's going to suck for the Bills there, because they got a couple of games up here that are very
important.
They
got big third down problems. Taking Vaughn off the defense, and like Josh Allen, since the injury, is a wreck on third down. And they are stumbling down the stretch once again.
And their defense has taken hits all season long. That's been a huge issue for them, is the injuries defensively. It's always something with them. And Von Miller, that's a big blow. So he'll be out for at least the next 4 games. They're hopeful that he will be back at some point this season, but for at least the next 4 games, Von Miller will not be playing. Kemba Walker looks like he's going to be donning the number 34 for the Dallas Mavericks. So we were
we've talked about that.
Oh, we already talked about it?
Yeah, thanks for listening.
When did we talk about that?
I did a whole questionnaire, like, what number do you think he's going to be wearing? And we all guessed about it. We did a whole thing.
There was a brief mention yesterday.
But you actually...
And then I told you guys, like,
that it was going to be number 34?
Yeah.
Interesting, because I thought Lucius made the guess that it was going to be 34 the other day.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Didn't he?
Nope, none of us guessed correctly.
I only remember the Lucius guess. I don't remember the official...
We can go back and play the tape.
We might need to.
Yeah, we'll go over your schedule at the commercial break.
I'm sure that's going to be not a winning effort. What's happening now in the game,
Costa Rica just scored again.
Yeah. Are they just crushing?
Costa Rica has basically eliminated Germany here. There's 20 minutes left in the game, but it's 2-1 Costa Rica now.
Well, Kanye is going to be pissed.
All right, let's slide
into... Why are you laughing at that?
Well, it was apropos. A lot of wild things going down today.
Yeah.
The Rams are hoping to avoid basically an empty stadium on Christmas Day. That's what they're trending towards right now. The Rams are, because they are one of 3 Christmas Day games. And SoFi Stadium, we know, can get taken over by the opposing team plenty. And so when the Rams have their Christmas Day game, they're worried that there's going to be nobody that shows up. So the Rams are trying to get ahead of it. And basically incentivizing their season ticket holders to donate their tickets to charity in an effort to just bring people that would actually want to go to the game to the game on Christmas, because they are fearful of a Christmas Day no-show.
Who would have thought that preseason, man?
Oh, man, I got some really good NFL stats today that will reflect very poorly on the Rams as a reigning Super Bowl champion, and just how disastrous this season has been for them. So it would be kind of funny, though, optically, to just turn on the Rams game, and they have, like, Bryce, whatever the hell his name is, playing quarterback, and there's just no one there to watch.
Is it Perkins?
I believe it is Perkins. And I think I have a sad Perkins stat for you coming up later in the program as well. Now, The Athletic dropped a pretty fun article just projecting what the NFL offseason might look like from a quarterback standpoint. And there's a lot of interesting things in here, too much to get into at the moment, but to me, the most interesting one was the Tom Brady discussion and what might happen with him, because he is not going to be contractually obligated to return to the Bucs.
Love this.
Now that he is no longer having wifey,
no longer
trying to
married.
keep him off the football field, looks like there's a chance, and Brady's already talked about it in Pro Football Talk. Florio is like, I think Brady's coming back, and it's like, okay, so what would that look like for Brady? And so Jeff Howe of The Athletic broke it down, and there's a handful of teams, obviously, and there could be even more by the time we get to the offseason and we see how things actually shake out. The Niners are a team, of course, we know that's his childhood team. Kyle Shanahan with Jimmy Garoppolo, Trey Lance off the injury, that could be a match made in heaven. His former play caller, Josh McDaniels, head coach in Vegas. Will they want to do away with Derek Carr? Who knows, but he's got the familiarity with that offense. He would come in with a Davante Adams already in place. So that could be an option for Brady. The Titans with his Vrabel connections. Who knows what they would want to do with Ryan Tannehill, because he would have considerable dead money if they released him or whatever it is with Tannehill.
Germany equalizes.
Ooh.
2-2, 73rd minute.
Okay, so it's not over after all.
No. No, they do need Spain to tie Japan right now, though.
Okay.
So they need a goal and a Spain goal.
So the Patriots are another team here. And I didn't know that this reunion could be possible. But he says, hey, don't write off the Patriots because Brady and Belichick still have an abundance of respect for one another. Okay, this is an insider here. They spent 23 minutes together in the visiting locker room at Gillette Stadium following Brady's return in 2021, an appointment they had set up prior to the game. So they
I want to see that happen.
I kind of do, too. That would be fun. That would be a fun reunion.
The Patriots, get them back out of the conference.
Patriots are slated to have...
Good idea.
Yeah, that's true. Don't go to the Niners. God help us.
Actually, Vegas would be the best.
Vegas, yeah, because that's
Man, now I'm so torn. The reunion
I think
Vegas?
The reunion would be fun. Yeah, they have $50 million, the Patriots do, in cap space. So they'd be able to buy a better roster if needed. They've got some good draft classes under their belt here as well, with some youngsters coming up. The main thing for Brady would be not the egos, not the pride, but Fat Patricia. He's got to make sure that the offense is not being run by a rocket scientist.
Well, maybe the Raiders would be ready to fire Josh McDaniels, get him back in the fold.
there is that looming option if Mark Davis can get his funds correct.
We'll be at Rally House in Arlington tomorrow. Come on by, get some gear. Get some TCU gear, some Mavs. What do you need? Rally House has everything. It's time now for the G-Bag of the Day. Here's Lucius.
Yeah, Rally House, that's where I get my SMU gear, bro.
Oh, yeah.
They got some good SMU gear.
Yeah, I caught him trying to hide some pieces.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I had this like the screenshot. I said, I want this right here. And he was like, okay, come with me. I was like,
secret menu.
What are we doing? What are we doing, Rally House? Shout out to them, though. KMC Masterpiece, that's their reaction to the USA goal during a live spot, is our winner and still champ right here, folks.
Or pick up the phone. Call the Frankels at 214-333-3333 because much like certain soccer teams, they will fight for you. Let's go!
I love the way he screams out, 3-3-3-3.
Great job by Hagee and Corey. One-time G-Bag of the Day champions. I'm still basking in the glory. Can't wait till Saturday morning, 9 o'clock. Can't wait till Saturday at about noon over there, Boomer Jacks in Arlington. Holiday party. Dude, we got so much stuff going on.
I know, man.
It's great. It's great to be back out there with you guys. We want to see you.
All right. Yesterday was a church day. Anybody go to church?
No, sir.
You heathens.
Missed it.
You heathens.
I use meat church products. Does that help?
He's missed it. Damn it. Ah, I was almost there, man. I had plans.
That's almost as bad as the Hugh Freeze misdial.
Yeah, oh, God. Jeez.
I promised I was going to go. I missed it.
All right, we got a man that wrote a song for the church right here. I'm pretty sure this is an original song. Climbing up the charts. You want to hear it? Here it goes.
Oh, told you once, I'll tell you again. You can't be a sinner and make it in. Oh, the Bible was right. Well, the Bible was right. You've been in a club on the spot. You can't get to heaven dropping it like it's hot. Well, the Bible was
That's fun.
Yeah, that's fun.
Man wrote a song for church.
Hey, man, church is off the hook right now, bro. If it just wasn't so damn early in the morning, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you can watch it on TV now, too. Roll right over there.
I'm digging the hockey organ music, though. I mean, you got the hockey organ in the background.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The organ goes in, baby. Yeah, that's a whole lot about the organ, man. That's our body. Let's see. Oh, how about this granddad? Look how he dropped off his nephew. It was some type of maybe a plate, some food, or some clothes. I couldn't tell because it was still in the bag. But granddad's reaction is crazy because he's a certified boss player, if you will. Oh.
I didn't know who you are.
I love you, granddad. Give me a hug, man.
Oh, man, get on with me here, because I brought you some damn crazy as hell.
I can't get a hug.
Don't be hugging on no player. You can't put that on the internet, a boss ass like me hugging on a something. What's wrong with you, boy?
You my granddaddy, man.
I can't help it, boy.
I can't help it. It's in my bones, boy.
What's wrong with you, boy?
Pimp by blood. It should be in you. What you doing all hugging up on me? You ain't never received no gifts before. Act like you've been here, boy.
Act like you've been here before.
Act like you've been here before.
I can't be seen on the internet hugging.
Yeah.
Like a granddad boss player.
What I look like. This is not one. I just want to play it because it's hilarious the way he says it. Mayor Eric Adams.
He's back.
Is this a play? Oh, man, my joint froze, son. Hold on.
Get here we go.
Yeah, for real.
Everyone that knows me, they know one thing. I hate rats. You know, when we started killing them in Borough Hall, you know, some of the same folks are criticizing us now called me a murderer because I was killing rats.
I was killing rats, son.
That mayor's a murderer.
Yeah.
He's a murderer. He's killing them rats.
Yeah, New York's a tough place, bro.
It is a tough place.
It is tough. I used to go up there, man, like the summer times and like holidays and whatnot, and you'll talk to somebody and be like, yeah, man, so I was locked up. I'm out now. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get my life together, start me a family. I'm a mechanic now. Like, where are you? How old are you? 12. You're like, damn.
12.
Damn, son.
They grow fast out there.
God, yeah. You got a whole life. All right, let's see. Rob J, play-by-play voice for Jackson State. We've seen a video with him before. Deion teasing him, saying he code-switched on him.
Oh, yeah. That's that guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So right here, check this out. He found a way to ask Coach Prime about the Colorado job. That's a slick way to ask him, too, Jim.
But you know my favorite team is the Kansas City Chiefs, right?
Yeah.
Next week, they play the Denver Broncos in Colorado. I'm going with you, and we're going to ride together.
That's a good one. I gotta admit, now that's a good one.
Come on, sit back down here. So why are you gonna do your boy like that?
No. I never been there.
And me either.
I'm going there. Well, I'm going next week when the Chiefs play Bronco in Colorado.
What you trying to say?
I just want to know. Can we ride together?
Where am I going?
What do you think?
That's good stuff, though. Is the Chief playing at the room?
Yes. We go together, Coach.
No, you got to stop, man.
Okay.
This is good, though. I got to admit, this is your best one-up. You thought that thing got, though.
I did. That is good journalism. Whatever it takes to get in the tough question.
That's right.
I think I would take that as it's like a joke. He's not really going to go there. No. Is that Yeah. There's no way he goes to Colorado.
No.
Okay. Any other nominees, Lucius? Before we vote,
that's it, my man. That's it.
Is it our one-time champ, KMC masterpiece during a live spot reacting to the USA goal? Is it Church? Man wrote a song for the church. Lucius, you were saying the organ is like an analogy for our body or something like that?
Yeah, it's the lungs.
Okay.
It's the lungs of our lives.
Granddad Boss Player has been nominated. Mayor Adams Hates Rats wasn't a nominee, but it could be. And then Rob J, play-by-play man Jackson State, were there with the coach Deion. Yeah, I gotta go with the USA. Chiafal, how about you?
Go with the Boss Player.
Lucius?
Coach Prime.
Old Chuck.
Ooh, Coach Prime.
Yeah, I'm going with Coach Prime as well.
By a score of 3-1, and your new G-Bag of the Day champion is Deion Sanders. Okay, Krusty's Corner is coming up next. Where are we going with that today, sir?
Yeah, I've got some thoughts about this Indianapolis-Dallas game from the referee standpoint. We'll do that next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Thank you, Lucius. We do have Cowboys practice cuts coming up in the 3. And I believe we have Cowboys tickets coming up in the 5 tonight. So stick around for that. It's time now for Krusty's Corner. Here's Broadus.
Thank you very much, General. God, I am struggling trying to keep up with what's going on in these matches right now. But
yeah,
doing the shows and stuff. This is fascinating, though, that Germany might get knocked out of this tournament. And we've already seen Belgium get knocked out. And it's amazing. I thought that the Germans were ranked higher. They were 11th is what you guys were telling me. So.
Denmark's yeah, they're out. They're in a tough spot. Yeah. Germany is.
Yeah, they're in a very tough spot. All right, I know I'm one of these guys. It's like I freak out about officials. You guys know me, right? About I always talk about
like
the official.
Luca.
Yeah, I always like I'm totally mesmerized by the situation with who the officials are. And
okay, Germany got their goal to go up 3-2, and oh no, they're offside.
Yeah,
or that was going to make it 4-2, but they are offside.
Yeah,
they need a goal, and they need Spain to tie Japan, or Germany's done. Brian, sorry to cut you
off. No, no problem. I'm glad you're keeping up with it because every time I look up, it seems like that somebody's scoring a goal and they're having to show the standings again, what's going on. But anyway, yeah, I'm obsessed with officials. This goes all the way back to my days of working with Bill Parcells in the early 2000s. I just felt like that these officials, you can learn something from studying these guys. You can clearly figure out like things that trends that they have, and you know, the good teams, I feel like, take advantage of them. And that's something we've talked about a bunch with Mike McCarthy. I'm from the school of thought that they're not going to get better with these calls. I don't think they're going to. I think they're going to continue to have the issues that they have. They talk about it so much, you know, and like, oh, we need to do this, do that, and they don't. So I just kind of feel like that you are who you are, and I just hope that one of these officials don't take you out because of it. But in this particular game, you got Carl Cheffers this week.
Oh, crap.
Carl.
And Carl. Let me give you a little background here of Carl.
Are we still making Carls?
Not after what happened in The Walking Dead, I hope.
It's not a popular name these days.
Carl.
That's a good name, though.
I mean, it's just tough to look at an infant and be like, hey, you're Carl now.
Yeah, you know? That baby looks like a Carl.
But at like 40, I feel like you could graduate to becoming a Carl.
Maybe a middle name.
Can you imagine toddler Carl just roaming around the
yeah, the more
room?
I think about it, the more you guys are right. What an awful name.
Yeah. It's a bad Isn't name. Isn't it the tater salad guy? My name's Carl.
I'm not alleging it's an awful name. Oh, no. I just think looking at an infant and deciding you're Carl.
Shout out to Tolo Carl out there driving around like, gosh, dang it, guys. Does my name suck right now?
I think it's a badass name. I don't want to fight a Carl, I'll tell you that.
I don't want to fight a Carl either. I mean, it seems like...
I don't want to babysit one, though, either.
Yeah. No, hell no. That guy's going to make your life hell. Let's go play hide and seek. Next thing you know, you're locked up in the attic.
I was just thinking about what you guys were saying, and it's kind of right. Yeah, you don't want to mess with a Carl.
No.
There's always something going on. Well, anyway, this official call, Carl Cheffers.
Old Chefs.
Yeah. This guy calls a lot of penalties. A lot of penalties.
Leaving it.
Carl Edwards may be the most badass NASCAR driver ever. Nobody wants to fight that
nobody
guy.
Nobody wants to fight Carl.
I don't know what the top 10 list is today.
It's National Pi Day. You shut your dirty mouth.
Okay.
Maybe tomorrow we can get back to Carl's.
Football Friday, top 10 Carl.
This is a great
time.
Day for me. You know that.
That's true.
This Carl is top 5 in penalties per season consistently.
Carl Weathers top 2.
Dude, Carl Weathers, Apollo Creed.
Weathers. Boom. Jeez, that's another one.
That has to be the number 1.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, if you had to handicap this, I
the work like, he did with Balboa, yeah. Unreal.
I was introduced to him as Action Jackson.
Okay.
Action Jackson.
Predator.
I remember that. Yeah.
All kinds of great movies.
He's a stud.
I'll have to think about these Carls. All right. Anyway.
Somebody on the fan text is alleging their name is Carl Carlson. And they just told us all to go bleep ourselves.
214, my grandfather's name is Carl. Bleep you guys.
Your grandfather's a great man.
All right. This guy, he exceeds the NFL average of penalties more often than not. The takeaway from his long-term trends are that when the dust settles, the home team wins above average, though.
That's okay. Good.
Carl is back in my good graces.
Yeah. He, like we said, we talked about the top 5 in penalties. Led the NFL in 2021 with 14 penalties per game.
Gosh.
It's 120.
He wants the home crowd to like him.
Yeah, this is 124 pathetic. Yards per game. The home team, this might be your saving grace, though, like we talked about. Home teams are 58, 39, and 1. Since 2016 with him as an official.
Book it, we got this.
Home team, though, is 48-49-1 against the spread with him as an official.
Okay. So that's pretty fair call.
That's pretty fair. He's called the third most, he had the third most offensive holding penalties in 2021. He's had the most unnecessary roughness penalties in 2021. He's the second most, his crew is, they call the second most defensive pass interference penalties. And they've led the league in calling offensive pass interference penalties in this game. So, okay, with Carl as the official, we've learned that the home team has a chance. Are you worried about his crew and the holding calls in this game?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Is it
offensive holding?
Offensive holding penalty.
Yeah. Nervous about that.
Tyler Smith's playing?
You've got Tyler, and then you've McGovern, and you've got a tough matchup inside there with DeForest Buckner.
Yeah.
Right? So you got to worry about him matched up with McGovern, also with Tyler Biotish, if there's any kind of reaching. And that's the one thing with Tyler Smith, the second he gets kind of out of position, that's where you start with the grabbing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And if Carl is in a certain spot, yeah. and even if it's just the hand placement, and if he's flag happy, it might be a ticky-tack call, and he's going to get my guy Tyler Smith on it, and I'm going to be upset about it.
I honestly worry about the young tight ends. Is what I do worry about.
Oh, Hoochie Daddy.
Yeah, I worry about these cats.
Bergshot.
Yeah, you talk about Tyler Smith and kind of playing out of balance a little bit. We've seen some of those with Hendershot, Ferguson, heck, Dalton Schultz.
Yeah, Schultz. I think Schultz got called for one last week.
Yeah, I think you have to be careful in this game.
Old Schultz, he got left on an island a couple of times. I'm like, wow, we're doing this. Yeah. We're gonna go Thibodeau on Schultz here.
We're gonna
do it again. We're gonna do it again.
I did like the nastiness though. After he gets his ass beat, Schultz is like pounding him on the ground.
Yeah.
He's just like shoving him a little bit. Like, all right, you might have beaten me, but just know I'm here.
The young guys have brought some toughness to Schultz.
Yeah,
they have.
Yeah,
they really have. And I think that's something that I was. I think it's also brought to the point where it's like, you know, you need to keep playing at a high level if you still want to be around here, Schultz, kind of a thing. And I think they've elevated those guys have elevated his game in that way. How about the defensive pass interference? Do you worry about those things? With Brown, do you worry about that? I mean,
Joseph. Joseph can't help but grab.
Well, it's so rare with Brown, but when it goes bad, it goes really bad.
See, I worry about it because they've got bigger receivers. You know, that's the thing I worry about with Pittman, mm-hmm. Pearson, those guys. Those are bigger, taller receivers than you're normally used to playing against. And I just worry about that a little bit more being called in this game.
It does make me feel good, though, that, if they're calling a lot of holding on the offensive line,
yeah.
I mean, this Colts offensive line is probably going to be holding on for dear life. So
got a lot of texts about maybe Parsons finally gets some hold calls.
Right, yeah, or just the entire pass rush for the Cowboys because that Colts O-line is troubling. And I feel like, okay, if they're going to throw some PIs, CeeDee Lamb could get him one.
Be nice. Two.
Or Michael Gallup again. Send him on a 9 route. It's incomplete, but it's a free 50 yards.
Yeah. We throw a couple numbers at you, just not about the referees anymore, but about the Cowboys and this Colts matchup. This comes from our friends at Sharp Sports. They do a great job with these numbers. Cowboys are first in the NFL in points per drive, 3.0 since Dak Prescott returned in week 7. Colts are 31st in points per drive offensively. They're at 1.4 on the season.
Whew. They're just terrible, man.
Cowboys have converted 57% of their third down since Prescott returned in week 7. That's the highest rate in the league. How about this one? 79% of the Colts' passing attempts this season have come within 10 yards of the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I love looking at the Matt Ryan throw charts.
He doesn't throw the ball downfield.
Pretty wonderful.
That's what I'm saying. So maybe, you know, you worry about, you were talking about the pass interference stuff and all. Maybe that might not fall into much, you know, with the ball not going down
the
field.
But what it does say is make sure you tackle, right?
Yeah,
you don't want to allow these guys to slip off and get some yak on you.
Yeah. The Colts, now, this is where I think that maybe, and I know the numbers say differently when you look at yards and stuff like that, but the Colts are really in the middle of the pack against the pass. Look, they're 68.5% completion rate, which is 29th in the league, since they play so much zone coverage, but they're allowing 6.9 per pass, which is 12th, and 10.2 per completion, which is 5th, and their touchdown rate is at 3.7, which is 10th.
Mm.
I feel like that the Cowboys to win this game, I think they could throw the ball on these guys. I really do. Now, it's a matter of picking up. They're going to get four-man pressure. The Colts don't blitz a whole hell of a lot. So it's going to be about Ngakoue and those guys like that. Can you pick up the twist stunts? Can you pick up the overloads? But I kind of feel like that this is going to be a game where Dallas is going to have some success throwing the football.
Well, that's exciting. And they've been throwing the ball. I mean, those third down numbers, holy smokes. Yeah, those are special, and that's really when you're like, please don't have the holding penalty on third down, okay?
Yeah,
because we can overcome some third downs here. It's 3rd and 7, we're good. Even 3rd and 9 at times, it's like, okay, we're rocking and rolling. But don't get the holding call on 3rd down and make it a 3rd and 17 on me, because now I don't know how much I can really overcome that on a consistent basis.
And my final little nugget for you right here: the Colts have led in the second half for only 50 offensive snaps this season.
This season?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Colts have only led for 50 offensive snaps in the second half.
How the hell did they beat the Chiefs? And they watched that film.
That's only ahead of the Texans.
It makes no sense in the world, man.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
There he is, Brian Broaddus. He gives you Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 2:40. It appears Germany is out. They need to score 5 goals in 1 minute. It's going to be Japan. Japan beating Germany and Spain to win the group. Spain threw on a tiebreaker with 4 points.
They need like a Tracy McGrady scoring moment right
yes.
now.
Just Isaiah Thomas, I think.
Isaiah Thomas has the record for crazy points in short time.
I think it's 16 points in 90 seconds.
Oh,
yeah. And back in the mid-80s.
That's incredible. Texter was curious, but it's just for reference sake. Was it Sharp Sports or Shart Sports?
Sharp.
With a P there.
Very sharp.
There you go,
sharp.
Good clarification.
Clean that up.
Okay, Cowboys practice cuts. What Tyler Smith is focused on. Might the Cowboys be the best team in the league by the time we get to the playoffs? That's coming up next here. It's the G-Bag Nation, the fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.